Of Jesus together this morning.
真是很高兴今天早上我们能够赞美，能够高举主的名。
As we head into this week where we will celebrate the resurrection of Jesus.
这个礼拜我们要开始预备我们进要庆祝我们主的复活。
Our thoughts will go to the meaning of the death and resurrection of Christ.
我们想到这个主的死跟主复活的意义。
We serve a risen Savior.
我们是服侍我们复活的主。
It gives us hope for the future.
给我们未来有盼望。
And it also gives us purpose for living today.
让我们现在今天活着有个目的。
What I would like to focus on this morning is what type of person is acceptable to God.
我今天早上要与大家分享的是怎么样的一个人能够让神能够看得为重。
What kind of person is worthy of serving this risen Savior?
到底是什么样的人能够配得来服侍这个复活的主？
We will be looking at Psalm 15, if you want to turn there, please.
我们今天早上要从诗篇15章来看今天的信息。
I will read it first in English, and then Gloria will read it in Chinese.
我们先念英文，然后我们再念中文。
Psalm 15, verse 1, it begins, Who may worship in your sanctuary, Lord? Who may enter your presence on your holy hill? Those who lead blameless lives and do what is right.Speaking the truth from sincere hearts. Those who refuse to gossip or harm their neighbors or speak evil of their friends. Those who despise flagrant sinners and honor the faithful followers of the Lord and keep their promises even when it hurts. Those who lend money without charging interest and who cannot be bribed to lie about the innocent.Such people will stand firm forever.
诗篇十五篇，耶和华呀，谁能居住你的帐幕？谁能住在你的圣山？就是行为正直、做事公义、心里说诚实话的人。他不以舌头残谤人，不恶待朋友，也不随火毁谤邻居、邻里。他眼中藐视匪类，却尊重那敬畏耶和华的人。他发了誓，虽然自己吃亏，也不更改。他不放债取利，不受贿赂以害无辜。行这样事的人，必永不动摇。
Have you noticed that in the United States today we have a crisis of character?
你有没有看到今天在美国，我们对每个人的人品有了一个危机？
Almost every day in the news, you hear of somebody else who had a failure in their personal character.
几乎每天我们都可以在新闻里头听到有人的人品受了堕落了。
It might have been a sport athlete who was cheating to gain an advantage.
可能是一个运动员，他为了要能够有更好的成绩，他有了欺骗。
It was some public figure who was caught cheating on his wife or abusing her.
或是一个公众的一个政治家能够被抓到他对他的妻子不忠实，或者是他虐待他的配偶。
It might have been a politician who was caught cheating on his wife.
也可能是一个政治家，他抓到他有了婚外情。
Even a church leader who was misusing money or sexually abusing somebody under his care.
或者是在教会的领带领的人，他会在金钱上没有守节，或者是在或是在行为上欺负人。
Even one of the most respected news broadcasters, Brian Williams, was found to be, sharing things that were not true.
或者是我们也看到了一个很有名的一个 新闻的播报员能够报出不忠实的新闻。
After a while, you wonder who can you trust.
所以在这些事情以后，你能相信谁？
The University of California did a study, a survey of 1,500 business leaders.
在加州的大学里头，他们做了一个评估，有这些超过1000多人接受了这个调查。
They asked them what character qualities are the most important for a business leader.
他问说，在商业上最重要的一个品性是什么？
And some of the answers were, you have to be good at your job, competence.
有的人是说，你要知道你要做，你知道你做得好的是你可以做那些事情。
You need to inspire your workers.
你要能够带动你的工作人员。
You need to have a vision for where your business is going.
你对你的工作你要有一个远见。
But the number one thing that the business leader stated was, you must be a person of integrity.
可是最重要的一点是，他说每一个带领的人，你都要有一个确定的一个人格。
In Psalm 15, it asks, what kind of person, what kind of character is it that is pleasing to God?
在诗篇十五篇就是告诉我们是什么样的一个人能够受讨神的喜悦。
Last October, I noticed at the back of my house there was a small hole in the wall right down by the ground.
去年十月我发现在我家的后面地上好像有看到洞。
I thought perhaps this is where the mice come in during the cold weather and they go up into my attic.
我以为我想可能是老鼠从那个洞进来，因为天气冷了到了我的阁楼上去。
So I must plug up the hole, otherwise I'm going to have animals in my house.
所以我想要把那个洞填满，要不然这些动物都跑到我的阁楼上了。
As I got down to look at the hole, I noticed that there was a lot of rotted wood in the wall of my house.
所以我到了那个下面去看的时候，我发现在那地方有很多朽坏的木头。
So I pulled away some of the siding of the wall, and I found that the wall was full of termites.
我把那些都拿走了以后，发现其实在那下面有很多白蚁。
They must have been in there for a long time. I never knew it.
他们一定在那边已经很久了，可是我从来就不知道。
If you look at a termite, an ant, it's very small.
如果你看过那个白蚁，他们很小很小。
You might look at that ant and say, "What damage can one ant do?"
你看到那个小小的白蚁，你会想说，它到底会有这么小，会有什么的破坏性？
You might even say, "What a cute little ant!"
你也可能说，哎呀，这蛮可爱的嘛。
And you might ignore it.
你就会不重视它。
But if you ignore the small little ant, it soon will start to eat away at the character of your house.
可是如果你这么不去管理这个小小的白蚁的话，马上它渐渐就把你的房子吃掉了。
It took a lot of work to repair the wall of my house, but today there are no termites.
所以对我的房子，我花了很多时间，花了很多功夫来整理它，现在今天已经没有了白蚁。
There are five areas that I call the white ants that eat away at the character of our life.
所以我今天与大家说，有五个方向，就像那个白蚁一样，把我们的人格一点点吃去了。
We will look at them in Psalm 15 as a way of determining how do we keep these small white ants from destroying our integrity.
我们就从诗篇十五篇来看这些小小的白蚁，要我们能够如何的预防它们。
In verse 2, we see the words "always speak the truth."
在第二节，我们看到心里总是说诚实话。
Always speak the truth, even in little things.
总是说诚实话，即使是很微不足道的事情。
In English, we have a phrase, we call it, you tell a little white lie.
在英文讲是说你有时候讲的好像不是真正的谎言。
A white lie is a small lie that really doesn't hurt anybody.
这个像白色的谎言，就是好像小小的谎言，其实你不会伤害别人。
Maybe you are sitting at home and the door knocks and somebody's at the door.
可能你在家里有人在敲门。
And you don't want to go to the door, so you tell your son, go tell them that daddy's not home.
因为你不想过去，所以你叫你儿子去跟那个外面的人说，跟他说爸爸不在家。
It's a small thing. Nobody's hurt.
这是一个很小的事情，没有人受到伤害。
But it is still an untruth statement, untrue statement.
可是还是一个不是真实的事情。
Maybe for a student, it's taking some material off the internet, submitting it in your school report, and saying you did the work.
对学生来说，可能你从网络上找到一些资料，你把它变成你自己的文章，然后交给老师。
Maybe we would even say everybody does it, so what's wrong with it?
我们可能也说每个人都这么做，到底有什么不对呢？
You know, the Bible does not call them small lies and big lies. It says they're all sin before God.
在圣经说没有说小的谎言、大的谎言，他们都是罪，在神的眼里头都是不讨他喜欢。
The Bible says always speak the truth.
圣经告诉我们，我们总要说诚实话。
Jesus says in Luke, if you are faithful in little things, you will be faithful in large ones.
主耶稣在路加福音告诉我们，如果你在小事上忠心，你在大事上也能够尽职。
But if you are dishonest in little things, you won't be honest with greater responsibilities.
如果你在小事上不能忠心，你在大的事上你也没有办法能够尽到你的一份。
If we want to be people of character who honor this risen Savior, we need to speak the truth in everything.
我们要成为一个正直的人，我们要在各样的事上总要说诚实话。
Verse 2 also says,We need to speak the truth from sincere hearts.
在第二节也说到，我们说诚实话的时候，我们要心里要做一个真诚的人。
This English word sincere we use often at the end of a letter.
在这个真诚的这个字，我们常常在信里头，我们都是最后签名前写的。
Sometimes we sign the letter sincerely yours.
有时候我们签名的时候，我们就说我们是你真诚的。
Where does this word sincere come from?
这个字到底从哪来的？
It comes from two Latin words that mean without wax, like the wax from a candle.
是从那个拉丁文来的，就是说好像没有那个蜡，那个蜡烛的那个蜡一样。
People who used to carve the statues for art sometimes would have a crack in the statue.
那个时候有人，他们做那个雕像的时候，有时候那个雕像会有裂痕。
So they would take wax and mix it with dust and fill in the crack with wax.
所以他们就从那个蜡，然后把它跟泥土混在一起，然后把那个裂痕这样子填补上去。
To the average person, they would look at the piece of art and they would never know there's a crack in it.
所以对我们普通人来说，我们看那个像的时候，我们看不出有裂痕。
So they might sell a damaged piece of artwork and make a lot of money, even though it's not sincere, it's not true.
因为所以他们就把那个像就像好像一个完美的一个作品卖出去，受到很多钱。
So they started to sell artwork with the word on it without wax, meaning it was true.
所以他们就开始卖神像的时候，他们就会说没有蜡，这样就知道说那个是其实是一个完美的。
When we sign our letters sincerely yours, we are saying everything in the letter is true.
当我们签名写说这是真实的，这是真诚的，我们是在说我所写的这封信都是真的。
When the Bible tells us that our lives should be sincere, without wax, it means it should be real, genuine character.
当圣经告诉我们，我们的人品应该是一个真诚的人品，那就是表示是不带蜡的。
Jesus had the harshest, strongest words against the people who were hypocrites, the Pharisees.
主耶稣对法利赛人有最严厉的指责，就是他们说他们是一个假冒为善的人。
Why did Jesus condemn the Pharisees?
为什么主耶稣对法利赛人这么样有这样的评语呢？
It was because on the outside they appeared different from the way they were on the inside.
因为他们表里不合。
A person who is sincere is real from the inside out.
一个真诚的人是从心里发出来的。
It's very easy for us as Christians in a community like this to on the outside appear as if everything is good, but on the inside be something very different.
对我们基督徒来说，很容易我们在外表上看似是一个真诚的人，可是内心是不一样的光景。
The third point is found in verse 3.
第三点是从第三节来。
A person of character is one who refuses to gossip or harm their neighbor or speak evil of their friends.
一个有人品的人是他不讲谗言，不恶待朋友，也不毁谤邻舍。
You see, instead of forgiveness, this person has bitterness.
你看到没有？这个人不是一个能够原谅人的人，反而带着苦毒的人。
Instead of unity.This person is dividing the body of Christ.
与其是一个合一的人，而他却成了一个分散肢体的人。
What this is saying is, if there is a problem between you and another brother and sister, you need to settle that quickly.
这边教导我们，如果你与你的弟兄有分歧，你要赶快去跟他和好。
I was visiting some missionaries in the African country of Burundi.
我到非洲的一个国家去宣教。
While I was in the city, the one missionary said, "Let's go visit the zoo." The city actually has a small zoo, so let's go see the zoo.
在那边有个弟兄邀请我去参观一个动物园。
It was a very small place, but the kids had a good time.
在那个地方虽然很小，可是孩子们都有很好的一段时光。
There was one building that was called the Snake House.
有一个房子里头都是蛇。
Because we are in Africa, I thought this would be a good place to see some interesting snakes.
因为我想我在非洲嘛，那这个地方这个蛇的这个房子应该是蛮有兴趣，可以值得去看。
And they had many glass cages with very dangerous snakes inside.
许多很危险的蛇都放在一个那个玻璃房里头。
And you could come right up against the glass and come this close to some of these snakes.
你可以靠着玻璃来看那些蛇，而且是非常近的看到它们。
There was one tank, and it had a sign written in handwritten letters.
在有一个那个箱子里头，你看到那个有写的那个东西在上面。
The sign said, "This is the most dangerous snake in Africa."
那上面写说，这是在非洲最最危险的蛇。
The problem was the glass was broken.
可是那个箱子却是破的。
And the cage was empty.
那个箱子里头没有蛇。
I looked around, wondering where is the snake.
我左右看看，想想蛇到哪去了。
I did not see it. It must have gone and disappeared somewhere.
我看不到那个蛇，可能跑了。
Imagine though if that snake had bitten me.
想想看，如果那个蛇咬了我。
What's the best thing to do?
最好的一件事情该怎么做
？Do I chase the snake or do I take care of the poison?
我是要追着那个蛇跑呢，还是先治好我的那个毒
？The correct answer is you need to take care of the poison.
正确的答案是应该要好好对付我那个毒咬的我的毒。
In fact, the more active you are, the quicker the poison spreads through your body.
因为你动得快，那个毒在你的身体上也发得快。
When there is a problem between us and another person, it's like we have been bitten by the snake.
当你与你的弟兄有了纷争，就像一个被毒蛇咬了一样。
When we start spreading rumors and gossip and chasing this, it's like we are chasing the snake.But all the while, the poison of bitterness is destroying us from the inside.
当我们在忙碌的在传播那些谗言的时候，就像那个蛇的那个毒在我们的身体里头散发出去了。
Jesus says, "If you come into my house for worship,
主耶稣说，如果你到我的殿中来敬拜，
and there you remember that you have something against somebody，
你记起来你与的 你的弟兄有了、有了不和。
First, go and be reconciled with that person, and then come and worship me.
你要先去你与的弟兄和好，然后你再来敬拜我。
A person of character settles differences between each other very quickly.
一个有人格、有品性的人，要与你的弟兄要解决那个纷争，很快的解决那个纷争。
Otherwise, the poison of bitterness will destroy us.
要不然那个苦毒的那个毒就会破坏了我们。
In verse 4, we see another point of how do we keep these white ants from destroying our character.
在第四节，我们也看到这个小小的、白蚁要如何怎么样的来破坏我们。
It says that the person of character will keep their promise even when it hurts.
当这个人他说他发了誓，即使是自己吃亏也不会更改。
Keep your commitments.
要承守你的，持守你的承诺。
As a pastor, I have officiated at many weddings.
我传道人，我主持过许多婚礼。
I don't know about a Chinese wedding, but in an American wedding, there is an exchange of promises, of vows.
在我不知道中国人的习惯，可是在西方人的习惯，在婚礼中，他们有彼此交换他们的誓言。
And traditionally, you will share this vow and you say these words, till death do us part.
在风俗上就是说，我们说了这些承诺以后，直到我们要持守它，直到我们分离。
And yet so often, even in Christian marriages, those promises are not kept.
可是很可惜的，即使在基督徒中间的这个婚礼，还是没有办法持守这些诺言。
If you promise to do a job, keep your commitment.
如果你承诺你要完成一个工作，你要持守它。
If you tell your kids, I'll be there for you, make sure you're there for them.
你跟你的孩子说我会在那里，你就要确定你一定会到。
If you're talking to somebody after the service today and you say to them, I'll pray for you, make sure you pray for them.
今天信息完以后，如果你跟弟兄姐妹说我会为你祷告，要记得你一定要为那个人祷告。
A person of integrity keeps their commitments.
一个诚实正直的人也需要持守他的承诺。
Sometimes to do that, it means it hurts. It comes at a cost.
许多时候也代表了你要付出代价。
And yet it's important for us to make sure if we are truly going to be a person of integrity.
可是这是一个对我们性格一个正直一个人的一个保证。
There's a fifth way that we keep the white ants from attacking our character.
还第五点就是也是一个保守我们不让那个白蚁来侵略我们的。
In verse 5 it says, those who are people of integrity are those who lend money without charging interest.
说到那些正直的人，他不放利，不放债取利，不受贿赂，以害无辜。
In Bible times, you could not go to the bank to take a loan.
在主耶稣的时代，你不能到银行去借钱。
So there were money lenders, people you could go to personally and take a loan, but they would charge a very high amount of interest.
所以在那个时候，有人是以放贷为生的，他会收很高的利息来借你钱。
And what we see here is that a person who is acceptable in God's eyes is somebody who charges no interest.
在这边我们看到当一个是属于主的人他会借钱可他不会收利息。
What does this mean for us?
到底这对我们是说了什么话?
None of us is lending money to somebody.
我们当然没有借钱给人家。
You see, legally, they could charge some interest.
可是其实他们如果收利息其实是合法的。
So if you loan money with no interest, you were doing more than what was expected.
所以如果说你 借钱给人，可是你不收利息，你做了超乎你所做的，你该做的。
Jesus taught this truth when he said, "If somebody asks you to go 1 mile, take it 2 miles."
主耶稣这样子的教我们，有人要你走一里路，你要陪他走二里路。
That came from the custom that the Roman soldier had the right to order you to carry his pack 1 mile.
因为那个是从罗马，那时候罗马兵他们有这个权柄，要叫你带着他的东西走一里路。
So what does it mean if you carry it 2 miles?
那到底说，如果说你带了那个东西走了二里路，代表什么呢？
When we do more than is expected, we often have an opportunity to speak to the person why we are doing that.
当我们做了我们超乎我们所预期的，我们有那给了我们一个机会，可以告诉人我们为什么要这么做。
2 years ago, when there was such bad flooding in New Jersey, our church went out and we were helping people take things out of their basement that had gotten flooded.
两年前在纽泽西有很那个淹水淹得很厉害，所以我们的教会到出去帮助那些家里受淹水的人，帮他们清房子。
These were not just people from the church, they were just the neighbors.
这些房子受灾的不是从教会的，不是弟兄姐妹，而是就是邻舍。
Many of them said, "Why are you doing this?"
很多人问我们，你们为什么有什么目的吗？
When you do more than is expected, you have an opportunity to explain why you are doing it.
当你做超乎人家所预期的，是给你一个机会可以解释你为什么要这么做。
I am doing it because I want to share the love of Christ with you.
我这么做是因为我要跟你分享主耶稣的爱。
A person of character goes the extra mile and does more than is expected.
一个主所要的人是一个要走二里路来超乎他所预人家所预期的。
Think how that applies to you in your life, in your job, or in your school.
如果你用同样的来看，想想你在学校、在工作场合，如果你用同样的方法。
The Apostle Paul says in Colossians 3, "Work willingly at what you do, as though you were working for God."
在保罗在哥罗西书这么说，你要甘心乐意的做神要你做的。
When I was serving as a pastor in my church in Pennsylvania,
我在宾州做牧会的时候，
God had to teach me this lesson.
主教导我这一份功课。
That I am serving Him, not man.
我是服侍主，不是服侍人。
Our building used to be a car dealership, and it was quite long.
我们的教会在成为教会以前是卖车子的，所以是很长的一段。
Our offices was at one end and maybe 50 meters the other end of the building.
我的办公室在那个房子的这一边，大概50米以后才是那个教会的地方。
During the week, we let the community use the facilities in our building for the seniors of the community.
在周间的时候，我们的教会借给年长的，让他们在那边有聚会。
At the far end of the building were our restrooms.
在最远的地方是我们的厕所。
One day, the phone call comes down to me. Please, can you send the maintenance man because the women's toilet has overflowed and the floor is wet?
So, 有一天我在办公室接到一个电话，说能不能送一个维修人，因为那个很远的那个女生厕所淹水了。
So I looked for the maintenance man, but they said, "Sorry, he is in town. He's buying some things at the hardware store."
我找了那个维修人员，可是人家跟我说，那维修人员现在在另外一个店里头买东西。
The only one left to do it was me.
所以我就只剩我一个人在办公室。
I was thinking to myself, this is not the work of a pastor.
我在想，这个不是传道人的工作吧。
And my attitude was not right.
我的态度不好。
As I made that long walk to the other end of the building,
当我走了那么长的路到那个地方的时候，
it was just as if God spoke to me.
就像好像神在跟我说话。
And he said, "Who are you working for?"
神说，你到底是为谁工作？
You see, if my job description, they had said, you have to do the work of a pastor and also clean toilets, I said, I don't take the job.
如果当初这个工作告诉我说你除了要做神职人员你还要清理那个厕所我一定 不接受。
But when I thought I am doing my work as for the Lord, I can clean toilets for God.
可是当我想到我做所有的事情都是为了主，那我也可以清那个厕所。
That same toilet overflowed 6 times.
那个厕所坏了六次。
Before we replaced it.
就后来我们终于换了它。
But I think back and I realize I needed that to understand that I am serving God in all that I do.
我回想，我现在回想，我就知道神要用那个事情来告诉我，我是为他服侍他。
Doing more than is expected of you is a way we give glory to God.
做超乎我们人家所期待的是把荣耀归于神。
So how do we keep these white ants, these small things, from entering into our life and destroying our character and ultimately our testimony?
到底我们要如何来把预防这些白蚁进入我们的身体里，进入我们的生活里头。
As Psalm 15 says, what kind of person is worthy to come into your presence?
在诗篇十五篇就是告诉我们到底要什么样的人能够值得来到神的面前。
It's the person who always speaks the truth.
是总是说诚实话的人。
It's the person who is sincere, who is genuine, is not a hypocrite.
是一个真诚的人，不是一个假冒伪善的人。
It's the person who settles problems between another person very quickly.
是一个很快的与人家和解的一个人。
It's a person who keeps their commitments.
是一个能够持守他承诺的人。
It's the person who does more than is expected.
是一个能够做超乎人家所对他的期望。
Jesus said, if you're faithful in the little things, you'll be faithful in the big things.
主耶稣说，你在小事上忠心，你在大事上也会尽职。
May we always be known as people of character and give God the glory in the way that we live.
但愿我们能够成为一个正直的人，把荣耀都归于神。
Thank you.
谢谢。